Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today we come to Psalm 68, verse 7 through 14. It's a Psalm of David. When you, God, went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heavens poured down rain. Before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel, you gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Your people settled in, and from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor. The Lord announces the word, and the women who proclaim it are a mighty throng. Kings and armies flee in haste. The women at home divide the plunder. Even while you sleep among the sheep pens, the wings of my dove are sheathed with silver, its feathers with shining gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings in the land, it was like snow fallen on Mount Zalmon. Today's devotional is for those who are weary. Work is weighing you down. Worry is draining your energy. Dread for tomorrow has depleted you for today. A relationship is sucking the life out of you. It's time for some refreshment. So if you're weary today, just look up. God's unique refreshment pours out like a revitalizing rain shower. Let it rinse over your mind, dulling the dread. Let it stream over your soul, washing away the worry. Let it drench your body, reviving your energy. God is not short on blessings. He will provide for those who are poor in spirit. You think this is just fanciful thinking, just like a Hallmark card encouragement? Well, think again. When you look up, you are looking away from your circumstances and focusing on God's power to meet your need. Look up for refreshing encouragement from the Heavenly Father who loves you so much that He sent His Son to die for you on the cross. As Paul says, if God is for us, then who can be against us? Father, I am tired. I'm physically worn down. Worry saps my strength. Dread drains my spirit. So I'm going to look up. I'm going to expect you to send showers for refreshment. I'm going to look up and depend on you. In Jesus' name, amen.